With their megaphones and orange uniforms, these field workers do not go unnoticed. This is Fynetown, a township south of Johannesburg. Every day, the field workers walk around the townships to show the locals an innovative way to make smokeless coal fires. Matsepiso Makabane is the director of this outreach program.
This method is a new way of making coal fires such that you reduce the pollution, it heats up quicker, it gets ready quicker, and then we'll also reduce the environmental impacts and also reduce climate change.
In some parts of Johannesburg, open-air coal fires in informal dwellings are responsible for up to 70% of the air pollution, most of it coming from smoke. So what is this revolutionary smokeless method? Well, it's all about order. Most people here make a fire by igniting paper first, then wood, and then coal. In the new method, it's coal first, then paper, and then wood. You light it, and finally, you place a small amount of coal over the wood. The difference is dramatic. No smoke. And it benefits more than just the environment, said township resident Elizabeth Ferry.
Today I've learned how to make coal fire with much less smoke. My child will no longer be sick with smoke. I also learned I should not sleep with it in the house because the children get sick due to the gas emissions.
The credit for coming up with a new technique is generally ascribed to Nobelungu Mashinini, a South African grandmother. Her method has now been dubbed Basa and Django Magogo, which in Zulu means make your fire like the old lady. Mashinini's face appears on posters and leaflets, and the government has launched a wide campaign to teach people how to make a clean burning fire. The new method also saves money. Nora Malalela sells corns and meat by the main road of the township. She has been using it for 3 months.
It changed my life because the method I was using before finished quickly, but this new method lasts much longer.
She said the new method saves her about $13 per week.
I'm thinking to use the money to buy corrugated iron to make shacks, so I can bring it to my hometown and I'll have a place to stay there.
Of course, this method does not solve all problems. It reduces coal fire pollution by 80%, but the carbon dioxide emissions are still there, and South Africa remains the number one polluter in Africa in terms of greenhouse gases, and the 11th in the world. Emily Yob, VOA, Johannesburg.